Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast of all time, has decided to compete in the balance beam Olympic finals on Tuesday after withdrawing from all other events in Tokyo, citing mental health issues. The decision to withdraw garnered some criticism and also massive praise. But her decision is not the first to choose mental health over sport. In May, tennis superstar Naomi Osaka withdrew from the French Open to avoid the social anxiety she says she experiences when forced to speak to reporters. Many believe the decisions by these athletes signals a culture shift. I spoke with a mental health professional about what it means for young athletes, parents, and beyond.
Zakiya Williams is co-founder and chief operating officer for Black Men Heal. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Sharon.
Yeah, so everybody has been talking about Simone Biles and her decision not to compete in the U.S. Olympics team sport. Your reaction as a mental health professional?
My first reaction was, number one, I applaud her. Simone Biles and Naomi Osaka, I applaud them for prioritizing their mental health. To me, it was like a step in humanizing them. They have personal lives, they have emotions, they have feelings, impressions, anxiety, just like the rest of us. So by them taking that stance, it forced people to separate what they do from who they are.
This decision that Simone Biles made, it has a ripple effect. And do you think it's a signal? And Naomi Osaka, you mentioned her. There were a lot of people raised to never quit. You never back down. You sacrifice your physical body. You sacrifice everything for the team, for the institution, for the love of the country. But it seems like that is no longer the case. Does this signal a shift in culture in your mind?
It does signal a shift in culture. Like, I'm 45 and I know that I was taught, you know, to work hard, get a job, work hard, go to college, you know, do your 30 years, you know. And my mom even told me personally, you know, sometimes you have to work twice as hard to be as successful, you know, that type of thing. So I was raised in that mindset. But what I'm realizing about this generation, I have a 21-year-old. What I'm realizing about this generation is they want to work smarter, not harder. The pandemic has shown that you can get work done. You don't have to be at this building from 9 to 5. A lot of the companies were saying that their stay-at-home workers were more productive at home. You know, so I think it's a shift in the culture, and this COVID just pushed it. Eventually, whatever you're dealing with internally is going to affect you externally. We charge everything else. We charge our phones, we charge our cars, you know, our electronics, but no one wants to apply that same logic to our brains. And I think it's past time that we should.
At the same time, you know, a lot of parents, you know, got 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and, you know, they're playing sports and they're telling you, no, I'm tired, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Where's the line? Because the last thing people want is kids that's just going to give up because something gets tough. Mm-hmm. Where is the line between toughing it out in a good way and forcing somebody to tough something out that causes trauma? Where's that line?
But it's a difference between pushing yourself when you're trying to achieve a reasonable goal at your healthiest self versus an unrealistic goal when you're not at your healthiest point. And when I say healthy, when we all say healthy, we should be encompassing mental health as well as physical health. And I think that is a very important conversation that parents should have with their children about why they want to stop. You know, it's something different that, oh, I don't want to go to practice today because I want to hang out with my friends, or I want to veg in front of the TV and watch my favorite show. But you have to, I think it's important to have those conversations as to why these kids don't want to go further. So we need to start having those conversations with our children. What don't you like about soccer? What don't you like about, you know, baseball? And maybe having a conversation with the coaches, just changing the whole dynamic of how it looks.
Yeah. And I have to say, I mean, people understood with Simone Biles. I mean, you're not in a mental space. You could literally break your neck. You could break your back. You could come down one false move and you could kill yourself or get killed. So people understood that. But, you know, the fear, I think, with some parents is, oh my goodness, is this going to mean, what does this mean for pushing your kids?
Right.
And you don't want to push them in a bad way. So this represents in your mind a culture shift, a change. We should be having those conversations. I think it's going to be a ripple effect.
What made the culture shift was pop culture, to be honest, in my opinion. You know, we had rappers come out. We had entertainers. We had actors come out, and they vocalized what they were going through with their mental health. And also with this generation, social media. This generation, they share what they're going through. They'll say, oh, I'm depressed. So it's like a pop culture phenomenon that indirectly changed or it's removing the stigma behind mental health.
10 years ago, if Simone Biles had said this, do you think the reaction would have been this positive?
No. No, I do not. It's the culture shift. It's these millennials. It's these Gen Z, the generation. They are unapologetically saying, no, I need this for myself. And to be honest, I think we need to take a cue from them.
I wish I had known when I was a young woman at 20 that I could have said no. And where do you see this culture shift going?
So many other athletes, gold medal winner athletes have been saying, I wish that I could have said that. A lot of us can see ourselves in her. I think it's going to be a good thing. And I'm looking forward to people prioritizing their mental health. It's very, very important.
That was Zakiya Williams, co-founder of Black Men Heal, a Philadelphia-based nonprofit providing free therapy. This is WHYY.